Looks like everybody's here. Thanks for coming. I gave Matt a copy and Ricky a copy of a paving request that we'll go over here in a little bit. Eden, you guys already have a copy you've been looking at. You'll notice I highlighted something that's different than what's on your sheet, where the red line is and the two yellow marks.
Yep.
And then beside it, you can see where it's in red with yellow writing.
Yep.
So right here. So this will be a change from what's on yours there.
Yep.
If that makes sense to you guys.
Yep.
We're going to work off that red sheet. Does everybody in here know who everybody is? I think there's two new faces, right?
I'm Alex Goddard. I'm the town administrator for ACPA. Nice to meet you.
Molly Warren, assistant town clerk for Eden.
I think everybody else met last year, right?
I'm Molly. I'm Chastity. You might not know.
We are.
So you guys can take a minute to look through the proposed budget. We'll answer questions one at a time once everybody has a chance to go through it.
The only question I had, Frank, when I looked it over is your insurance was almost $10,000 more, but you put the same price in, so is that the deductible, or is that just...
No, I can explain that.
We're this close to having it figured out, but he's got most of it figured out for you.
Up on top, it says insurance rebate of $24.99, so you got to minus that off the $27,673. And then $5,841 of it is for the 25-26. We go by fiscal year, they go by calendar year.
Okay, yeah.
So I paid on December 3rd, the bill was due like January 20th or something like that. So December 3rd of 24, I paid for next year's. So it fell into this category. So you can minus that and the insurance rebate off of it. And I'm in the process of trying to get a hold of Hitchcock and Boardman to figure out, I want to last 4 years of our workman's comp to see what the price increase was every year, because it's gone up again this year. Yeah. But I still think we're under the 18,000, or close to it.
Yes. That's all right. Just if it was going to be a shortfall again, I mean, that puts you $10,000.
Yeah, no, there's like 9,000 of it we've already, or 8,000 of it we figured out. I think the other two is an increase, but been 2 days now trying to get a hold of them guys to give me a phone call back, and I haven't done it yet.
Doesn't come this far, does it?
Yep.
Oh, you are on Hyde Park Fletcher.
Why is that?
Huh?
Why is that?
Why is that? I was just making sure you had an increase in there.
We put an increase in for two reasons. One, because of that, and we went through, put the heat pumps in, so we're going to try to offset some of the oil, but also give it, if you're using it, you can cool the space in the summertime. So we had a little another upgrade in here. But we had already sat this down before the 20% was made Facebook notified. I didn't get a letter in the mail.
You should be.
Shouldn't be, but they've already told me. We're not getting into this.
No, we're not. But you are going to get it, so.
Bottom line here.
As long as it's in there.
No, they took it out of the bottom line.
We did.
So.
I didn't think it came this far.
Right?
Is it
So, as Javier, your 93,000, the bottom line is 93,000. The 70 is not added in that.
Right, because it's not been discussed or okay yet. So that, I mean, we can go into that question here now, but so we're asking to pave the parking lot. That 70,000 is not in the top budget. Matt has a copy and Ricky has a copy. Do you agree with what they think they're doing?
Yeah.
Any questions on that?
You're talking about the bid?
Right.
The grade bid, yeah.
What Gray did tell me is if the towns wanted to, that top line of 6,650, if the towns wanted to work together and strip the asphalt and truck it out, he wouldn't have to charge us that, so it could lower the bid.
The price per ton is right around what a small job is for paving anyway.
Yeah.
I think the one we got on going down intersection,
yeah,
the 115 was 115, so
that was a lot easier.
Other three bids I had on it, which we had like 6 months ago, they haven't updated them yet. Gray's jumped through hoops to put this one down. They're well over.
The other bids are high.
I think the cheapest other bid was 78,000. There was one at almost 100. I think you guys were almost 100, and maybe something at 80, but I never heard from Norm. But Gray's did this one. I don't know. I don't know much about paving, but I gotta believe that it's a pretty standard price.
They've been around for a while, right?
They're one of the best, if you ask me, when it comes to like the small stuff.
They did the help job, it looked like up there.
Yeah. Like the unfortunately, like when you get on the Cutchins and Pike, when you start doing stuff like this, you get like the D crew.
Yeah.
Gray's is good.
The D crew.
So they do, you know.
They are willing to cut us the slack on that if the towns wanted to haul the material, dig the material.
Where's it gonna go?
I don't know.
We have a place.
Can you just use that fill anymore?
Use it for fill?
Pretty sure, I wouldn't say yes, but I'm pretty sure Ken Harvey can dump it out.
Yes.
At county's office, so worst case, you'd haul from here to Ken's.
What about, I was going to say, are they dumping up here on...
I don't think they can dump asphalt.
Oh, they can?
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure we have
some. We can just bury it with stone. Stone will know.
Our pit has, we have asphalt in our pit, and we do add it to our crushing, so if we had to, we'd go to our pit.
Where's your pit?
High Park. Our pit.
Oh, High Park's pit. I thought you meant McDonald's.
He would run the reclaimer.
If they reclaimed it, then we just take it back and use it on the shoulders of the road. That's what we did when they reclaimed.
So I don't know, but I don't think they thought they could reclaim it all to make it worth because it's so chunky. Does that make sense to anybody?
You're going to get bigger chunks.
You're going to have big chunks of it. You're not going to have big. That's what he's saying. If somebody wanted to come up here with a bucket loader and dump it in a truck and get rid of it, you wouldn't be reclaiming anything. It would just get tossed.
They've got 460 ton divided by 20. You're talking 13 loads. You get about 20 tons of truck.
Yeah.
You might be 15 loads. You know, you have
some dirt for it.
There's gonna be some dirt because they have to re-pitch and grade so the water can swale because it's coming back on the building now. But
they're calling for 3.5 inches, so I'm assuming that's what's out there.
Over here, I believe there's 3.5.
Yeah.
That might be the engine.
That might be stay mat right now.
But, I mean, if something can work out whenever time comes, you know. If we can use it for something, that'd be great. If you can't really use it, not even get rid of it, probably worth the money to get rid of it. It's like getting your tires changed.
Oh, yeah.
Mix it in with your gravel for their own four roads.
I was going to say, I got plenty of spot for you to put it, but what else did we get for that?
Coldplay's never been paved.
Yeah.
The only part has been paved is the front of the station.
We have a shoulder down that building. 15 years ago.
15 years ago, we did out in front of the truck bays because the plow guy couldn't even go through.
The state put a couple passes out when they
tore the road.
100.
260 of paving, 200 of top.
So it's never been officially paved.
This has never been paved since the building has been up. Only the one time, and then like the middle section going across.
I know. Obviously, we'd be working out of our reserve fund, and I know we don't have that money at High Park.
Yeah.
But does that have to be paved? You know, could we pave and then have that like reclaimed out there.
My only opinion is we paved the center section here. So are we gonna have to tear up more to repave everything down the road? Because we did the middle, now we gotta pave all the way around it.
Yeah, I'm just asking.
This is the worst section right out here.
And I know we talked about it, potentially ripping that up and then putting like a asphalt wrap on it or something as an option, but.
The only real problem is it's the only place to push snow. So if there's dirt, there's grass, it's all the cleanup in the summertime, so.
Just talking.
That's why we're putting it back. I mean, I don't know what else to do with it. I mean, if you cut the line down, you still have two bad spots.
Just to be clear, you said you paved out front here before.
That was like 15 years ago.
You're ripping that all.
Taking it right. Remember, Eden came in, you guys dug it. I think Hyde Park called it, one or the other.
Yeah, we all worked together.
The whole thing. Only the front 12 feet of the doors.
I guess the question is, you're not going to.
No, I don't.
No,
because it's already doing this again.
So everything's it's blacktop already. This is going to give you all new blacktop.
Yeah, he's highlighted it.
Yeah, was there, long
in the color.
I think we were 105.
That's what I was thinking. 105. I'm just wondering if it would be beneficial to kick it a fiscal year and loop it in with a town paving contract in Eden or Hyde Park and drive that cost per ton down.
Don't think you're going to get the same rates.
I don't think so either.
They do. Mark looked at it. Each job is done differently. Like when they pave North Road and they come in, they put a large amount of pavement down, they'll give you a lower price per ton. You'll get around $92 to $98 a ton.
Yeah.
When you start doing small projects like we had, did some of the aprons going over our roads, you're up $115, $120 a ton, which is what they're going for.
Is that what they did at the highway pad? I thought we got one price per ton.
No, Hutchins, whole job. I think Hutchins, because we looped into four jobs.
Right.
All at once.
Yeah, and they just kind of snuck that into everything. Like you just said, we probably could have been around like $92 a ton or something. I think there was four of them right there. So that's what you're seeing, right?
115.
Yeah.
Right. So there's a bunch of fixed costs. You gotta have the same piece of equipment here. You gotta have to do
your 1,000
feet.
I'm wondering if could we take this out of somewhere paper with it?
So what?
We're trying to increase our paving budget.
We discussed it at our last meeting.
I think that we can.
We set up a reserve fund for the fire department.
Well, we do have.
So. There's money in our reserve fund to pay that, so we wouldn't have to add it to your budget.
Right.
We have $35,000, our half of it would be $35,000 in a reserve fund that's been established. For like the overcost, we started it when we started with the air pack and everything.
Right.
So it's a small reserve fund that's put in there for the fire department.
We have the same thing, but ours doesn't have $35,000 in it.
Okay.
What is our
I think you have 23,000 something in ours, if I remember right. That's pretty good memory.
I know.
I can't remember.
Oh, wait.
I'll drive it out front.
I have one from Monday. Is it in that stuff we did on Monday?
I have that written down. I asked Brent to include everything in here, so when you're doing your budget, I want to look at the total cost or what is the cost for the town. Before we come in and discuss, we set the budget, and then we went on and discussed the air pack.
I just don't like that, sitting on a budget, and then next year he comes to us and says $163,000, that's what I want this year, boys.
Well, all right, but that's where we would say, oh, you forgot to take out the one-time payment for $726,000, and I'd say, oh, yeah, dummy me.
Right, but you should. So you took it out of this new one. Right? That's what I see. You took the 70 out. So your budget is still $44,050 more than last year.
Right. The only change that you guys see on yours is that $3,500 that's yellow with the red highlighter. We just had to bump that $1,000 because I just found out the program that we're using to report to the state no longer works, and Ryan's paying $1,000 a year for theirs, and I'm guessing that's the way I'm going to have to go. So that's why that number changed on your guys'.
No, I know. So. But I'm just saying your $70,000 isn't in this.
No.
This budget.
Right.
So we've got to figure out how you handle that at the town level.
Well, I would, if you guys were to approve it, I would have to add the 70,000 to the 92,000 total for a 1 year fee. And then next year it would drop back to the 92 because I wouldn't have the $70,000 line item.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Do we put it in the line item in this year's budget, or do we treat it?
It'd be in your budget, but you offset it with.
You're saying yes, I'm asking a question. There's two ways to treat this. We can treat this as a one-time capital expense. Oh, we're going to approve that for the fire department this year, and then we're also going to approve their budget. It's two things. I'm talking about at the county.
That's what I see.
The county.
That's
right. Or you can add it right to this and say, oh, we're going to approve the fire department's budget, and it includes a one-time fee.
Half is each for you.
Right. Of 70K, if you're going to drive 35K, but we're, and that's how we would handle it at our town. Up to us, I guess.
And I think
everybody here needs to handle it the same way. That's all I'm saying. High Park should do the same thing. We should do the same. Either it's in this budget or it's a separate item at our town meeting.
I think it makes sense because what I'd like to do is
if
we went through it that way, I'd like to have Gray's just like the truck. They would send Eden a bill, they'd send Hyde Park a bill. You guys would pay the bill separately, not through our account. That's what I think makes sense because that's how we do it.
That would be when we go, then that would be hinging on if they get their voters to vote for it.
Right, I think it should be separate.
It has to be.
Yeah.
Otherwise, this looks like a budget increase.
If Park says no, we say yes.
Then it's null and void.
Then it's a no. Exactly. I mean, it's an and. It has to be both of us or
right.
No one. Right. Yeah. So if you put it in the budget, you reach the whole budget. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm just putting the options out on the table of how to handle it. But if we need to handle it as a separate line item.
I was saying we can easily vote on this in our own meeting and then both leave a contingent on based on if Hyde Park or Eden approves it. And we'll contact that at the end of each meeting. I wanna give her and him a chance to make sure we have the money before we say something tonight.
The paving?
Do we approve this as a select board? Or do we approve this as
go ahead, you feel that
Mark meeting.
The paving for sure.
No, the budget.
Approving,
they
don't, they voted. Somebody gets up in town meeting and says, I want to cut the fire department by this many dollars, and they vote on it. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
And that's up to them.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
We're just getting the budget numbers together to take through.
Yeah,
which is why I think I'm leaning more and more towards
this is December.
That line item needs to be a separate.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Would be good, so don't go through our budget.
Yeah,
yes.
Right. Then it don't even go way up in there, and then also you
can that way.
You can present that to the town.
Well, I just want to show it in the counter form as they're doing it that this is an expense that you're going to create this year. So
one time,
this is what the budget is. Here's another capital expense of
so we know
paving, which would be also. So if we use our reserve fund for that. Then that won't happen to raise by taxes. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Could you put that as a separate line item?
It doesn't show it to be voted on by.
Could you put that as a separate line item for the town meeting to vote on?
Are we talking about an article?
We can.
Yeah.
Present it to the town meeting. It's all. You don't have to raise taxes because we already have this from the funds you put in.
Yeah.
So it's all supplemented already. Our half is already.
The only problem with that is now you're getting two towns voting on it. You guys say no, we say yes. Now it's.
Yeah.
Now you're going to go back to stare at the select board and say you want to override your town vote.
And you don't need to do that
sometimes. We don't
need
to
do that. That's
right.
You don't have to start an article. You need to because you have the reserve fund.
You can still throw it in there saying we're spending this money
on
paving. Yeah. We don't want it.
There's no tax. We don't want to raise your taxes at all. We always have to let it begin. This is the place for us to go into the show. This is why we have the fund in here. We appreciate everybody. So that's why it's not coming out this year.
Right. So I think that's the way.
Yeah, if you approve it like this, it goes in the selectmen's fund, right?
Yes.
And then the taxpayers don't have a say. Or I guess they do.
They'd have to
shoot down the whole selectmen's fund.
If we put it in here with an extra 70 on it,
Then your paving project gets shot down, and we could have approved that.
Yeah.
Even if you've got to go back twice without the budget.
It's 70 total, yeah. So 35.
I just think make a separate fund.
I think so too.
Oh, because we might
not. I don't want to go through my own. I don't want to. We did that one. I tried to do there, down there.
Yeah.
That's
fine.
You can bring it on here for the line item for this.
Yeah.
Transfer from the reserve fund to transfer that amount from each camp.
I'm confused, just so y'all know.
We're all
join the club.
We'll catch you up later.
So what I'm hearing is you want me to take the $70,000 out of this capital expense. Leave the
just
budget.
Leave it out of your budget.
Just leave it, just like the one you just handed us. Leave it in here.
Yep.
Don't add it to the
number.
Correct.
And then you guys work on going through town meeting and we'll figure out how you're going to get it. You've got the fund somewhere, or you got to ask the...
So what I'm hearing now is we're going to leave the budget the way it's sitting right there in front of you guys.
The 93.
I will, yeah.
The 93.
Is that what you want to collect? Just get rid of that.
No, he's saying leave that. Show it. You want but don't show add it to
the
show it.
Show it. It's not going to be added in. It's going to be each one of them.
That's
what
I'm
saying.
That's what I'm saying. You want this to actually be
your sheet. Because you print this
on the
7,000
sheet. Yep.
We don't include, well, it's not included anyway. It is actually.
It is.
It triggers up.
Yes.
$70,000.
You can
take
it off. Can you
just move the line item and make a note at
the
bottom that you're asking?
Yes.
You have asked
the
$70,000.
Yeah.
It's
not
part of the
budget.
Could
you
sign it?
Yeah.
Yeah, pull it
off here and leave it. Keep it off here.
Memo on the bottom. They add these all up
there and say,
I don't. Right. $70,000 more than
that.
Yeah,
it looks funny.
That's what
I
was.
There's people out there that are
going to
add that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Sure. Should be captured on their budget sheet.
Yeah, some lot at the bottom.
Third
of,
category.
Yeah.
So you have income, you have expenses,
and
then you do a capital project down at the bottom.
There you go.
With an asterisk and just explain what it is.
What it is, it's right
so
there.
So then it's on your paper.
Yeah, but
the voters
seven.
Know what they're voting on.
Yeah.
But your operating budget stays the same, right?
Because this will go on the town report where the minor
yes.
asking will just be you guys, right?
Right.
So now you want me to take it out of here?
Yeah, we always did.
Let me see your paper.
He understands. He's with us. He's going to be the one doing it, isn't he?
Martin,
oh, no? I
thought you did.
Did
you forget what the percentage
was?
What
was it, Brian?
I didn't figure it after that extra thousand.
I have 3.3.
Yeah,
3.3.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was almost.
Because you added some to, for that program.
Yeah.
It was, I think it was 2 point something before that.
So
did you just
do the math on it?
Increase.
I had a 3.3% increase.
So 89,950 plus 3.3%.
Yes, or 93 divided by the 8,900. Touch under 3.3.
Did you guys have updated balances for your money market?
Absolutely.
Yeah, right there on the bottom.
It's the same as what's printed. Like it's not
630.25. This plus 3.3.
She's saying
it's 630.25
minus
3.3.
Correct. Yeah, it's off.
Oh, you're right. That's a typo. Yep.
Well, it's the same balance as it was 6/30/24.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you have an updated?
You're right. That is, I think it's a typo on the 24, but I can check on it. I think that 24 should be a 25.
So you haven't gained anything in your money market in the last year?
No. No, because we spent all the money.
No, yeah, the balance now is 1,400. You took the money out.
No, that was
right?
The ending balance.
Right.
Of the budget. The money market I've got is 29,000 as of 6/30/24. I think that 24 is a typo. I think that should have been 25.
And it's the same balance.
I can double check that.
She's asking what the balance in the money market is now.
Well, at June 25.
On June 30th, you mean 25.
Yeah,
I'll check.
It's matching the same exact number as last year.
Right.
It's
so
the same exact number.
Yeah.
If you look at. Yeah. So you want to update that.
Okay, let me check that. Now that I did that, that should be 6/30 of 24 or 5. That should be the end of the fiscal year. Right? You did?
I thought we needed to change those.
Is that one of the days I weren't paying attention to?
More than likely.
I'll check that.
But no, the money market has changed anyway, so to answer your question.
My number,
yeah, it's probably last year's number.
Okay. Yeah, I may not have changed that now that she said that, because that's
not the case. Oh, you call for that, I'll be able to work on it. It's probably a little more than that.
No, there's less than that.
Oh, they take some out.
There's less than that.
Yeah, no, there's less than that.
We spent a lot of money on the two trucks and we didn't ask the town for
it. When the trucks came, you got a total on that somewhere, what we used out of the money market, so we didn't have to ask for anything.
Well, what's transferred, it says here, transferred out of money market. Where is it?
$15,500.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Transferred to the money market.
Transferred from the top.
$15,550.
So what's going to be easiest for everybody? If we retype this now so you have them in the middle or what? Or just hope that I get it right and send it to you?
Oh, you'll get it right.
I mean,
because well, the bottom needs to be updated and just move the 70 to the bottom with a note explaining. Yeah, easy enough.
6,000, take it out of here. Leave that number 92. Leave that number 92, and then you'll have this line. We'll update 6/30/24 to 6/30/25.
You're going to leave 92 or 93?
93. The sheet you get.
Oh, you're going to have 93.
Okay. All right. I was just saying, so because you keep saying 92, so I just wanted to make sure 93.
This used to be 35.
Yep.
Yeah. Office supplies are
went from 25 to 35. I printed it for them. I've got the original one. Because I can no longer, the state no longer has the free version of NFIRS, which is where you report everything to the state. So I just got the new one, which is the national one, and I sat here for 2 hours and didn't even get through page one of four. So I called Ryan and asked him how he did it, and he said, I have this program that I use. It's $1,000 a year. I said, can you do a report in under an hour? Yep. Can you do one page quicker than two and not have to delete it all and cancel it and start over? Because I canceled four times because I ran out of time on Saturday and Sunday putting in one report.
It's the same system that you mentioned. New York City is using the same system.
As North High Park.
Yeah, and there's a big difference.
So, yes. So either I'm going to figure out the free one and figure out how to manage my time so I can put 80 calls in 4 hours a piece, or I'm going to spend $1,000 and hope I can keep going the same way I do now on Saturday and Sunday and just be done.
Yeah.
Did they give any explanation why they did away with it?
It's no longer supported.
Okay.
So they bumped it to.
Can Ryan enter your team? Different entity.
Yeah, it's like Microsoft. You can't use the same program on two computers. But so when NFIRS went out, they switched it to NERIS, which is now a whole different data log, and it's crap as shit. And maybe I'll figure it out.
Sure.
If I do, I don't have to buy the program. But my guess is, after four times of trying it, 2 hours a piece, and not getting anywhere. My guess is I'm not going to do it.
How mad were you?
He's got the patience.
He does. He does.
Since I've come back, my smoking life is really good. But I could have an exhaust fan up there.
You've been doing good, Vaughn.
I know. I'm doing excellent. I have to congratulate myself.
You quit smoking?
I'm this close.
Nice.
I can get through with four or five a day.
So fucking proud of you.
We ought to hang around the house now and then.
Yeah, poor
Vaughn. We all dreaded to hear.
I'm so proud of you. Good for you. It's not an easy thing.
Yeah.
No.
Especially when you end up hanging out your mouth the last 25 years.
Yeah. All the time.
Yeah. You want to work at the office. They don't much like me either. Oh, I've got some.
What are you doing? I have one there all the time. I live off of things now.
Are those good for you then?
They're actually saying
they're good for you. That's very true.
It's going to be better than smoking.
Absolutely.
I smoked for 30 years and then I faced for.
And that's worse.
8 or 9. Yeah. Now I'm just
saying. So how long ago did you quit?
That's why.
Year and a half, 2 years.
Not good for you. How much? Did you wake up in the middle of the night?
He works himself. I had a big 5 gallon pail of shop. I said enough of that.
So, what do we need to do? Are we approving anything?
Maybe 5,000.
We were to get it here. Maybe not, but kind of approve it for a presentation.
This is what we present to the board. This is what we're presenting to the voters.
Approve the budget?
Accept the budget. I'm going to accept the proposal presented to the board.
The budget at 93 with our portion being 46.5. Second?
I'll second it.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? All right. Okay. 93 is correct, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 46.5.
Okay. Okay.
It was 92 on the first one he presented to us.
I didn't get the 92. So.
$1,000
because he was looking at the
Need to know basis, yeah. Okay. And then the paving is going to be after discussion, and we'll figure it out.
Well, yeah, you guys figure out how you're going to pay for it. Let us know.
Okay.
We'll figure out how we're going to pay
for it. We figured it out, even going to pay for it.
That's right. 80-10.
You know, I really
put
that in.
Oh,
80%.
But the other thing, too.
That revenue they're going to collect off that recreation fee there from Green River Reservoir. There you go, right? From Fish and Wildlife.
I just saw that.
What a joke.
And now we have to buy a conservation
license
to buy that on state park.
Yes. Kayak or hike.
Or hike.
To recreate.
To just
go. I'm not paying every time I hike Elmore, I can tell you
no,
that.
No, that you have to pay for your license.
It's a 1-year.
You got to pay like your hunting license.
Oh.
Did you know that a huge chunk of Green River Reservoir is in Eaton? So we'll be wanting some of that money.
And some of, and most of it's in my park, so.
No. More in Eaton than my park.
Do you guys get an AR payment?
Yeah.
Do you get what?
An AR payment?
feed into natural resources? No.
No, they don't have any.
No. No, yeah, no, we pay them. Almost all. Yeah. Well, they
have
access to us there.
As a crow flies.
That is as a crow flies.
So just remember, the paving was like 66,000. I typed it in at 70 because I don't know if there'll be an increase.
Yeah.
I see that.
I think we're all set, so whatever half the paving is, I have. And then if the reserve fund is provided, we've got a half
here. And then you guys would have to then discuss whether or not you want to share that removal fee to save 6,650.
Almost. I can't get your form.
No, I'm just leaving it that way.
What is that? No.
The paving's really only 66. I put it in at 70 because I don't know if there'll be an increase. But remember,
that's fair.
The discussion of the 6,650 if the town's wanting to remove what's here.
It's always good to go down.
Huh?
It's always good to go down.
It's always good when it goes down, but that's one of the things that if the time is right and everything works out, then it would be good to do.
Right.
If they ain't.
Exactly.
Are we?
It's cheaper to pay it done.
Are we in agreement that we're gonna, the towns are gonna work on removing the stuff and hauling it away, or should we talk about that quickly? But
where is it gonna go?
Yeah, where
is it gonna go? Where are you trucking to? Because trucking's gonna cost something. It can cost each town something. For
what property you got out back?
One loader, one day that he cleaned it up. He got a day with a couple of trucks.
Right. Wouldn't take much, would it? You said 13 loads roughly?
Well, we have smaller trucks, so call,
sure.
Call it 18.
Okay.
But where would you go with it?
Probably our town pit would be my guess. It's permitted.
Mix it in with gravel or
later, someday later when we have crushing.
Run pressure, you run right through it.
Mix it in with gravel,
yeah.
It's no different than the reclaim. When they do the coal cleaning?
Unless you got a place you want to stop by.
No, there's a spot for it. We
won't say a thing.
They're gonna coal clean all the that section up on the North Road next year, so we're gonna have a pile of reclaim.
You're gonna have a pile of
coal cleaning. So hopefully.
How's that work on their road?
So I guess we can look at that.
I guess either way, if all towns are out there before we order it, we can tell them whether we're recording
we're gonna
it
do
because
it or
you're
going
to have a conversation.
We're really going to send you a question.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of shakes the ground together, like stay back, sort of.
Yeah. The emulsifies kind of comes back.
That may be worth it to get it just ahead of it.
I got another question. You guys go on fiscal year or calendar year?
Fiscal.
Even go fiscal?
Mm-hmm. About who to screw you up if we went to a calendar.
It'd be probably more difficult for you.
It'd be harder for you if you'd have to split your budget up.
Yeah.
Can you guys go to a calendar?
No.
It took quite a while to get things transferred over where it was.
Yeah. And then we just move some more stuff.
Yeah. What is your reasoning for wanting to change?
It seems like all our vendors are like this. They always turn around.
They can't switch?
We haven't been able to talk to them in 3 days.
Well, true.
Can't ever get a hold
so
of
them. So we're on the waiting list to have a question answered about our insurance bill, and when time allows, they will call you.
Maybe you ask them. They might switch.
Oh, your insurance is a long thing.
That's one of them.
One of them.
There's
yeah.
A few. I never understood this fiscal year crap. It's January, December. Why the whole world goes fiscal year? It's got to be a reason. I don't know.
So get your town report and record all ready for town meeting for that. I make sure everything.
Well, that's what I assumed it was.
Well, and then the state's on fiscal. Yeah. And then we can go with it.
Well, that's the biggest reason why they. The only town up there who can go that way.
So accountants can make more money.
What it
the only fiscal year really means is you're not starting in January.
Right.
Yeah. Fiscal year can start in March for all of them, or mm-hmm. June or September, whatever you want to start.
Your calendar year ended with December 31st, and then so then January 1st, then you got to have everything ready for town report.
Whatever.
Right?
It'll give you a lot of time to get
things. It was different at school though, Chastity, because our insurance, we're fiscal year at school, but our medical insurance was always January.
Oh, yeah, well, medical for the town is January too.
There are certain ones that you just
can't change.
And when are you guys doing the printing for your town report so I can get you the thing? When do you need that by? January 1st?
Yes. January 1st. Tell him January 1st.
Yeah, I'll have it done tonight if you want a printout of it.
Christmas Day.
Yeah. Sooner the better.
Exactly.
There's usually a few we're waiting on.
Yeah, it's going to be the last one.
Exactly.
That comes in.
I can't believe you have to wait on me.
Oh, I usually make people
hand
things in early. A lot of
people
I tell December 1st.
Oh, did you? Oh, I was going to say, did you want earlier than January 1st?
A lot of them I tell December 1st, December 15th, depending.
December 1st?
They don't turn it in on time, and then you have to start magnifying. Yes. Yeah, a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. We got to do that.
Why can't you do it December 1st?
Well, we have not ours, I guess. This was the last one.
Talking about it right here.
The only other question I would ask is it too far ahead to ask to pick the date for this meeting for next year now, so we don't have to play the email tag game?
We're going to have different numbers next year, so yeah.
But if we pick the date, somebody's going to tell them, right?
That makes sense. I'm sorry, what did you say?
Picking a date tonight for next year's annual meeting here instead of playing email tag, wondering if this date...
Let's do it this Wednesday next year.
First Wednesday,
right?
December.
Tuesdays.
So you're going to be calling it December 2nd.
Sure.
Yeah, I got that.
Are we okay with that?
Seven
or six?
Best for me because I never know what time I get home.
Okay.
I'm usually pulling in my yard at 6 o'clock.
Okay, then we'll do 7 o'clock, December 2nd. 2026.
I could be retired next year, too, so
bullshit.
Maybe we'll pick up 5:30. So let's just call it December 2nd at 7.
Okay.
And I'm sure Justin will have that added to all of our calendars for it.
Okay. Motion to adjourn.
Do we adjourn?
Do we need that? I was just going to shut up.